Okay, so both babies are asleep. Oh yeah, getting myself some food together. Figured I would do a whole thing on stabilization right now. I've got to be a little quiet, so I might not seem as excited and super happy, fun time like normal. That's just because I don't want to wake the babies up and lose my chance of doing this. So, basically, stabilization. I don't believe that excitement can wake you up from a dream. How's that? Booyah, drop a bomb on this. I believe that most people know how to wake themselves up from a dream. If you tell someone that next time they're in a nightmare they should wake themselves up, they generally will. So I think that people's first reaction, accidentally, like an automatic trigger when they realize that they're dreaming, is to pull themselves out of it. I don't know if it's themselves or if it's a subconscious thing, but and whenever they calm down, it stops that reaction. And so originally, calming down is a good fix for that. But also, whenever you get further in. Oh, yeah, so I guess I'll continue talking about that. So, before I move on to the next part. So, like, for instance, my first dream, it might have just been the end of REM period, as opposed to me just kicking myself out. Who knows? I calmed down, I looked around and everything was stable for a little bit. But then the dream started opening up and, like, freaking out. So, whenever we do stabilization methods, it might not be so much to stop you from getting out of the dream as opposed to like actually completely making your REM go further. We don't really know because we don't measure our REM all the time. It'd be interesting to see if somebody that lucid dreamed all the time had longer REMs, especially if they use stabilization techniques. I know that some people, like NFRI, use a stabilization technique and it seems to keep them in a dream for hours. And I have long lucid dreams as well. I had like an hour or 2 hour lucid dream last night. I don't know how long it was. It was forever long. It took for all day. It seemed like it was 2 whole days, but looking back at it, I can only remember about 2 hours worth of activities. So, anyways, so the whole, like, and I didn't use any stabilization technique. I only stabilize whenever I feel the dream drifting away. Or if I use my watch. I try to use my watch every time. I'll talk about that in a bit as well. It's okay, so basically what happens is generally the first 10 times you get lucid, you either accidentally start ejecting yourself from the dream because you're freaking out. Because honestly, it is a little scary. So you just start freaking out a little bit. You know, you're excited, but you're also scared. Who knows what's down there? Who knows what could be trying to get you? I mean, yeah, it's a lucid dream, but it's just a dream. But you've had nightmares before. You know what could be down there. All of your worst nightmares are down there, as well as all of your hopes and dreams and all of that great stuff. So, you know, you get a little freaked out. I used to think that lucid dreaming was really creepy. I was fine with doing it, even though it was creepy, though. So that tells you a little bit about me. So I would just not mind at all if dream characters all seemed creepy or anything like that. In fact, the idea of looking into a dream character's eyes used to seem like the creepiest thing ever to me. I do it all the time now. It doesn't seem creepy. They're dream characters. So, what to do? So, oh yeah. So most of the time, after the first few, you're no longer ejecting, unless, of course, you accidentally get into the habit of it and you don't know how to stop yourself from ejecting. And I think that also might be the case with people that every time they see a woman, they freak out and like eject from the lucid dream, or they try to, you know, have sex with a woman and they're just like, ah! I'm guessing it's the same thing with girls. I haven't actually heard of any girls having troubles with sex in a lucid dream. It might just be that they've been told that it's like that, and so they automatically accidentally eject themselves. But then there's the fact that it could be a memory thing as well, where, as I said, a lot of times at the beginning, you're just becoming lucid at the end, because that's when you're most likely to become lucid anyways. So you could be like becoming lucid right at the end, and your dream is used to that feeling of leaving the dream. Also might be mixed with arousal as well, so it might switch with that, and then also might be switched with feeling of excitement, so the feelings might play off of each other, and so it might mistake all of those feelings. So I hope that makes sense. I think it does. It does to me. Peanut butter. So instead of like, oh, every time I see a woman, it makes me freak out of a dream, it could be that your mind has just kind of connected those feelings together. So you need to really, really, really be calm whenever you see a woman. And it, whenever I am... whenever I feel the dream falling apart, a lot of times my eyes will start acting up, and this is what gives me that whole idea for that. And I used to think that I was waking up because my eyes were messing up. It's like, oh man, I thought about my eyes and now they're messing up. Then I realized that my eyes might be messing up because it's the end of the REM cycle. Or anytime I think about my eyes, my dream connects it because I've woken up because of my eyes before. So I did a bunch of techniques and stuff to get rid of that, like tearing my eyes out, closing my eyes and just going to sleep right there, teleporting, all sorts of stuff like that. And then whenever I got really good at de-eyed, it didn't matter when I woke up, because if I thought I woke up prematurely, in my mind, most of the time if you wake up prematurely, you can, the chances of de-eyed are way higher. So, a little food for thought there. Whenever you're worrying about stabilization, just practice dialed. D-E-I-L-D. Yes, that's the technique for me. D-E-I-L-D. Anyways. So, that's some thoughts. Also, I don't know if you guys have ever had a specific thing waking you up. A dream character, an item, walking a specific way, leaving a room, leaving a car, anything like that. But I heard an idea for that as well, is that it might be part of the dream that isn't developed. Like, your mind might not be able to process that much at that point. So, for instance, if you're stuck in a car and you can't get out of the car, which happened to me, I tried to get out of the car. I started waking up, so I stabilized, and then I looked and I was back in the car. And someone told me that it might be that the dream could only hold a certain amount of information at the time. And I tried to overload it with information, so it started waking me up. And so I thought about that same thing might be the case whenever you become lucid in your bedroom. And that might be why you need to stabilize, is it might increase your REM. Like, the REM might just be ending, and it just has this little bit left, and you're trying to have an amazing lucid dream whenever you have like 30 seconds of REM left. And so you sit down and you stabilize and it lengthens your REM. And so now your mind goes back to full steam and goes back to everything being perfectly wonderful. If you're having trouble getting out of a room or something like that, try stabilizing. So that's my ideas on stabilizing. I basically think stabilizing is a form of dream control, 100%. Because I think they use dream control to kick yourself out of a dream, so dream control to stay in the dream. You guys are like, I just rub my hands together, it's not dream control. You don't have hands in a dream, so any movement you make is technically dream control. And also, if it sounds like I'm like talking a little weird, I am freezing cold. And I'm digging in my fridge and stuff, so it's not helping. Anyways. So that's why I thought, hey, if I can rub my fake hands together to use dream control, then I might also be able to press a button and just have it go. And I'd used the button before I'd used with sex as a way to just go automatically. Just press a button and go. and if you're like losing the dream or anything. And another reason, and so I have a watch that has a button on it. It's supposed to stabilize the dream and dilate time. And I've only used it like 15 times. And each time that I use it, it has been really, really long, vivid, awesome dreams. I just keep forgetting to use it. I mean, only 15 times. It's actually quite a few dreams. So then I have the idea about the reason why sex a lot of times will wake people up. And focusing too much on one thing will wake people up. It could be, like I was saying, whenever you're exiting REM, you start focusing on one or two things, like your mind can't control that much. So whenever you, as I said, you're either, it could be either because you're waking up, you start only focusing on one or two things, and that's why sex becomes important and all sorts of stuff like that. Or it could be that you're kind of forcing your mind into wake-up mode by only focusing on a couple of small things. But that being said, if you are stabilized in the dream well, you can focus on only one thing all you want. You can do whatever you want. Just so don't worry about stabilization unless it's already a problem. Then you start working on it. So as I said, 50 lucid dreams of doing a specific thing, well, I'd consider it a problem. So, like, for instance, if you're like 20 LDs in, and you're like, I don't understand, I can't help but stabilize, like, I can't stabilize, it's like, you've had 20 lucid dreams, like, in the last, probably 6 months, I've had 20 really short lucid dreams that I could say I've had trouble stabilizing in, you know, that's not that big of a deal. You want to move past these. Don't think of yourself as failing, think of it as coming in at the wrong time, and just some dream control you need to practice. And if I stabilize for more than like 10 seconds, I usually wake myself up. I think the focusing on the end of the dream brings it around a little bit. So that's just some thoughts. That's really all I have for stabilization. If you guys have any other questions. Also, another thing is, I have one more thing, is that it could be different for a lot of people. So just practice it your own way. I know one person has a lot of trouble with stabilization. And he's really, really good at inducing, good at dream control and stuff like that. So it might be that he just has accidentally, like, mastered the ejecting out of dream. Or it could just be that all of the ideas that are connected in his head with lucid dream are with short lucid dream. I'm expecting that he'll kick out of it soon, especially since he's going to be hitting up to 1,000 lucid dreams about the same time I will. At least I'm guessing he will. Because he's been on par with me since I started. This is Dolphin, by the way. That's who I'm talking about. I have been told by a lot of people that I'm natural, or I focus on a lot, or that, like, not focus, I, or that they can't compare themselves to me because I obviously have something different in my head or something like that. But as I said, when I started out, there was a lot of people doing even better than me. The only person that stayed, the person that started out like the exact same month as me, was Dolphin. And he is amazing. So don't think that I'm some crazy anomaly because I can lucid dream almost every night. Just think that I work freaking hard and that anybody can do it. Okay. Talking more will probably wake the baby up. So I will talk to you guys later.